Well, we've talked a lot about Will Clark in 1989 and that great playoff with the Chicago Cubs, and Will was 13 for 20, the MVP. He read the lips of Greg Maddux and then heard the ball coming inside. Maddux says he will throw it inside, and Will turned on it and had a grand slam. Great moments, and Mark Grace joins us, and Mark was the first baseman for the Cubs in that series. He went 11 for 17 in the series. As I said, Will went 13 for 20. So, Mark Grace, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. And whenever I think of Will Clark, Mark, I think of you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Marty. But I didn't know until you just mentioned that Will's getting his he's getting his jersey retired. Is that what's going on? Well, obviously, well deserved. And he was a great Giant. Obviously. A tremendous player for his entire career. I played against him in college. I played against him for a very short time in the minor leagues because he got there pretty quickly. And obviously for a long time in the major leagues. He was a guy that a lot of people compared the two of us. But we were left-handed hitters. We were first basemen. And we weren't 6 foot six and 300 pounds like they seem to be now, but I just know of Will as a guy that that I give him a lot of credit for making me better, Marty, because every time I would play against the Giants, I knew I was going up against Will Clark, and I knew, and that's what motivated me to get out of bed and go to the ballpark that day was, I'm going up against number 22 today. And I want to be the best first baseman on the field today. Didn't always happen, obviously, but that was my motivation to get out of bed against the San Francisco Giants was to go toe-to-toe with number 22, Will Clark.
Mark Grace with us. Boy, Will talks about that 89 playoff with the Cubs and you. And you both were amazing. And he said he got to first base. He looked at you, said, "Boy, one of us is going to be the MVP."
And he was absolutely right. We both, Will had already in 1988. I think his rookie year was 88, and mine was 89. I was 88. He was 87. Both of us just. Had he had the Cubs number and I had the Giants number, and it didn't matter what pitchers threw to us, we were hitting it and hitting it hard and driving in runs. And I think somebody told me that I broke the record for the NLCS for highest batting average at 649 until Will got that last hit against Mitch Williams to surpass me. So I broke Mickey Mantle's record for the LCS, and then Will broke mine a couple innings later. And I remember when he got that hit, I actually shook his hand when he got to first base. There's video of it because it was like, you know what? Much respect, young man. Mm.
Both you guys, icons to the franchises, and Will gets the number retired. Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Tell Will I said hello.
All right, we certainly will, and Will loves talking about Mark Grace and that playoff. Baseball today, a lot going on. The Phillies and Pittsburgh, and that is Suarez and Keller there. Giants have to keep their eye, especially this whole weekend, on this wild card race. St. Louis and Washington, Hudson and Espino there. But the Giants need some wins. They're 1-8 since the break at home, 27-23, and July 9-17 now, 49-51 on the year. That's 100 games, and there's 62 to go. And as I said, it's not Rodon that's going to win this thing for them. This team has got to start playing better baseball, as Mark Simon says. All right, joining us now, he's the manager of the San Francisco Giants, and that is Gabe Kapler. Gabe, it's a very special day at the ballpark today, retiring number 22 of Will Clark. Give me your thoughts.
So Will Clark rented me his house when I was in Texas playing for the Rangers, and this was 2000-ish, and it was one of the major thrills, no pun intended, for me as a young player to know that I was staying in Will's house. Since we've developed a really nice relationship in which he's earned my respect with his preparation and his care. one of the things that he does for our organization that people out there may not know is he digs in on our minor league prospects, and he writes reports on them, and he doesn't play favorites. So one of the things that I respect about Will is that he calls it like he sees it, and you know, one of the best players in Giants history, and exciting honor. I'm really happy for him.
When you look up at the rafters, as I like to say it, not the Celtics, but the rafters up there, and you see number 22 with all the other numbers, boy, that puts him in quite a class.
Well-deserving also. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, posters on my peers' walls when we were kids, and, you know, maybe a little bit before my love fully developed for baseball, but I could really appreciate what he brought to the table every single day. What a gorgeous swing and slick fielding first baseman, and also a great preparer and a great competitor.
How is he with the other coaches? Because he comes in and wants to work with players. Brandon Belt, he worked with for years.
Excellent. And I think what he brings to the table most is his experience. He can talk to you about what it felt like to be in the batter's box against the game's best pitchers and talk about adjustments that he made along the way that can really influence and help our players.
Well, he hit a home run off Nolan Ryan in his first at-bat. How about that?
It's a pretty remarkable feat.
And he ran and never looked at him, I'll tell you that.
I don't blame him for that. Nolan was as tough as they come, so I think that was a good strategy for Will.
Gabe, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that is the manager of the Giants, Gabe Kapler, as we get ready for the retirement ceremony of number 22, Will Clark. As I say, there is baseball today, a very important game for the Giants today. They've lost 8 of 9 since the break, and they've got to get back on this winning road. Got to catch the ball, and we'll talk about this in our diamond notes, in our keys to the game. But the defense has got to pick up a little bit. They dropped a fly ball last night. Yastrzemski did. And, of course, the pitching, Alex Cobb, was fabulous last night. Just fabulous. All right, our last guest today is the first baseman for the San Francisco Giants. And, as I say, he's one of the best in Giants franchise history as well. And that is Brandon Belt. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. A very exciting day at the ballpark today. And Will Clark's number 22 is being retired. And I know Will has worked a lot with you over the years. And I know the fans are interested in what you have to say about Will. So I'll ask you this. When did you first meet Will?
I think I first met Will back in 2011. One of the first few times I came up. He's kind of an ambassador with the Giants, and he works with the big leaguers, works with the minor leaguers. So he's all over the place. So he's at the field quite a bit, and I'm pretty sure I met him back in 2011.
What was it like working with Will Clark?
It was pretty cool for me. I mean, these are guys that I've watched on, you know, TV growing up, you know, playing Major League Baseball, you know, living the dream that I wanted to live, and now they're kind of right here in front of me. You know, speaking about Will and you know, JT and Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and all them, and it was pretty surreal just to see them at first. So I think I was kind of in awe for a little bit, and then we got down to business after a while.
Yeah, Will, I know, helped you with your fielding and with the hitting. What did you learn from Will Clark?
Well, I think I learned quite a bit. And Will, he's pretty blunt. You know, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to let you know how he feels. And a lot of it at first just had to do with defense over at first base and, you know, kind of what to expect from playing in the big leagues. And, you know, stuff moves a lot faster up there. So when you first get up there, it's a little bit overwhelming for some people. It was for me. And he kind of just, you know, put a lot of stuff into perspective for me. We worked on a few techniques over at first base, like holding people on and where to position yourself out in the field. And it's something that really helped me moving on in my career. And it's something I still do to this day as far as like moving around different positions, watching how the hitter's swinging and stuff like that. You know, that's a lot of stuff that I learned from Will back in the day.
Boy, very nice. Brandon Belt joins us. What about at the plate and batting? Of course, you had the big home run against Washington. We'll never forget that. But Will is a good hitter. What did he teach you about hitting?
Well, a lot of it, what came from Will was, you know, the mental part of the game. And that's really the toughest part when you get up to the big leagues. I mean, I would say that most professional ball players can hit big league hitting. It was just a matter of, can you hit it day in and day out? You know, you're facing the best of the best every single day, every single at bat. So the mental side of that is the toughest part, and I think that's what I learned a lot from him, was just to, you know, kind of keep that from getting to that overwhelming spot and to take it pitch by pitch and game by game, which I know sounds cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. You know, it works. So I think, you know, just learning, kind of picking his brain on that really helped me kind of take those next steps in my career.
Very nice. All right. That number 22 is going to be retired. It'll be up there with the immortals of Giants history. What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's very deserving. I mean, he was a great Giant, not only on the field, but off the field as well. You know, he was the favorite player of an entire generation of Giants fans. So, you know, I think he's very deserving of it. He's represented the Giants very well over the years. And, you know, it's just a congratulations to him. And, you know, and I appreciate everything he's done for me. And I know the Giants appreciate what he's done for them as well.
Boy, great to have you on, Brandon. One last thing for you. The funniest thing that ever happened with Will Clark. Now, I know he's got the voice and he comes in with that trill voice all the time. Funniest thing that you can remember about Will Clark?
You know, I don't know if there's anything in particular, but like I said before, he's super blunt and doesn't sugarcoat anything. So if you come at him and, you know, you're beating around the bush a little bit, he'd be like, no, that's not the case. You suck right now. You need to figure it out, get better.
Very good. Brandon, a pleasure having you on. Have a good day today.
All right, thanks, Marty. I appreciate it.
Boy, I enjoyed that. I must tell you, I enjoyed that. And that is the way Will Clark worked with Brandon Belt, and that's the way Will Clark is. I can't wait to hear his speech, and we'll have the whole ceremony at 5 o'clock on KMBR. This was a lot of fun. Raffy did a great job of putting this together, and I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. Don't forget, after the game, Bill has extra innings today. It'll be a lot of fun to talk about Will Clark. All right, coming up now, it's time for this week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.